from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Out of the shotgun, drops a couple of steps, going to take a deep shot to Brandon Ayuk. It's deflected.
Oh, he caught it!
Caught! Ayuk caught it out of the air. A flag is also down. Did Ayuk score? He got touchdown on the 2-yard line.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, my question to start, we got a couple of different parts to this segment. My question to start, which NFC team do you think is facing the most pressure this season? I don't know if that highlight totally tipped my hand or not. I think it is the 49ers, and I think it is the 49ers by a wide margin.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
What say? Ooh, that perhaps means disagreement. What say you, gentlemen?
Chiefs.
They're in the NFC?
What?
Yeah. I mean, to dominate the NFC again.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they
and
do,
the playoffs.
Right?
So they're in the postseason, the Super Bowl.
Every
the
year,
big game, rather.
When they win the Super Bowl, they beat an NFC team,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's how it works.
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah.
In order to win the
Which
Super Bowl, you have
to be NFC
team. Which team
that is currently in the NFC?
Oh, not currently owns the NFC?
Correct.
I got you. All right. I appreciate what you're saying here now. I
appreciate
it.
Is under the most pressure this season.
Now that you've clarified, I go with the Jacksonville Jaguars, honestly.
No, they don't ever own the NFC.
You know what? I'm going to let you guys gather your thoughts, and I'm going to do some shout-outs from the 817. Shout-out to my amazing wife, Brandy, who's graduating from Texas Tech with her master's degree in a few weeks. I'm so proud of you, as you should be. I do not have any postgraduate degrees. My wife does. From the 210, shout-out to my wife.
I don't think that's a name, is it?
So I'm in a tough spot here.
Okay.
It says shout out to my wife.
Is she doing something tonight?
For roadie with me today.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's, I think.
You think
it's,
her name's Ferodi?
No, I think it's shout out to my wife for riding with me today. So this is her first time listening. She has no idea what she's in for.
It is a free fun Friday.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
you know what he's saying?
Hey, just as long as Corey doesn't say the word and it has to get dumped like that one time.
Yeah, Corey tends to do that.
Say
yeah.
The two words. Well, congratulations. Hope you enjoy the ride.
All right. Pressure, Kevin.
In the NFC.
In the NFC.
Why'd you do air quotes in there?
That is suggesting. What it is. That's the NFC.
It's, I mean, they're my rankings.
Tell me.
Are the Cowboys.
Sure.
One?
Yes.
What?
The Eagles.
That's where I was going to land.
Then the Niners, then Detroit, and then the Bears. Because I know you got a rookie quarterback, but the whole world is like, hold on, you just traded a quarterback for this guy. And so you're saying that he's the one that's saving the team. You better be a better team this year than you were last year. If you're
last
saying
year
that
they
he's going to save.
Terrible.
Nope, they were 7-10 last year.
They weren't good. But.
They were 7-10, but they're saying that he's going to save the franchise, and that was the difference. So I don't know how much more time that buys everybody at the Bears, But that's they went all in on that guy.
You've put Kevin on the defensive, not naming the 49ers as high. So I need Kevin to defend himself.
I don't know that's what this is. I will
gladly do so.
This is just more of a table conversation here.
I really do like Mike as the moderator. And he's like, hey, Corey kind of made you look like a chump. Yeah, your response.
Now you're in trouble with your 49ers take.
All right. Here's why I think it's the 49ers. And I'll tell you this. I've got it 49ers 1, Eagles 2, Cowboys 3. I think it's the 49ers by quite a good bit, and I'll tell you why. In 2021, they made it to the NFC Conference Championship, lost. Same thing the next year. This past year, they made it to the Super Bowl and lost. They have gone 30 years without winning a Super Bowl. So for as long as we lament the Cowboys coming up on 29 years, at least, I guess you won it 1 year more recently, but the 49ers have all the success to make you think it's possible. Like, when we talk about the Cowboys' pressure, and we'll get back into that in a second, there has been nothing I have seen in recent playoffs that leads me to believe they're on the brink. Whereas the 49ers, they've been on the brink for the last 3 years. And then you've got 2 years left of cheap Brock Purdy. And that is something that makes life a lot easier.
Like, you think it's just 1 year? Before next year, he goes, you know what, guys?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because you'd still be on your fourth year.
Yeah.
He could get an extension for sure, but he'd still be on $1 million in 2025.
Exactly. And even if you try to fudge some of the numbers around, it won't go up more than until like
Honestly, I would try to get like an extra $9 million or so on that fourth year just so it makes the next couple years a little bit less.
I have always, that's one of the biggest things that agitates me about the Dak deal. I know we talked about that the other day. It's like you can massage the numbers around if you do it early enough. So you have two more years of the 49ers, and I just think there's an immense amount of pressure on them for one of the last two teams. Like, this is the 49ers' time. It feels like they've been really good for a really long time, and they have nothing to show for it, just in terms of championships.
Yeah, it's really weird. Even in this list, you won't make the Cowboys one. That's wild.
Hold on. That feels like a positive thing.
The thing, though, is, like, who from that franchise is going to be removed if they don't win it all? And everybody expects they're a good team. Like, everybody expects they're going to be the best team. And you know what? Most likely they are because they play a certain style of football that nobody else can match. The Cowboys might lose their coach. They might lose their quarterback. They might lose a lot of players on this team.
Here's my bold take. I think the 49ers would consider moving on from their quarterback in the next 2 years if he could not. Yeah, that's an interesting question, too, because we just laid it up yesterday that Kyle Shanahan will never win a Super Bowl. Like, we broke down the numbers. History says it won't do, but I'm not saying Brock Purdy by any stretch of the imagination is a bad quarterback, but we have seen other teams, whether it was Kansas City in the past, whether it was the Rams, that are like, no, you're good, and I appreciate what you've done to get us here, but you're not good enough, and we need to move on. And I don't know what that scenario looks like for the 49ers without being a quarterback that costs a crap ton of money, and that just really hampers what you're doing. And you're right. The Cowboys could lose their quarterback. They could lose their head coach. They're in a lot of trouble salary cap wise either way.
Yeah.
I don't see as much room for upward mobility for them.
I don't see their ownership saying, hey, this is your last chance. Good luck. And we're also giving you less talent to do it. So that's where I feel that pressure is. And with I know this is an NFC topic, Kevin.
Yeah.
The Mavs have any pressure on them? They went to the Western Conference Finals. They lost in the finals, and we're excited about them. Maybe it's because there was a time of really bad, too.
This might be a conversation for another day. I actually think there is a ton of pressure on the Mavs next year just because of how top-heavy that West is. And it kind of feels like, hey, you made it to the finals, and that's cool.
How do you make it back?
But are you about to fall back into the second round club? Like, I realize it's a different conference, but are you about to sit back with Philly or with the Clippers or whatever?
The two and done boys?
Yeah, yes, maybe. We'll have to come up with something a little catchier.
Okay, all right.
Are you about to fall back in that category? And I think Luka will view it as a lot of pressure because he's like, I'm not here for little accolades. Like, I'm here to build my legacy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, Kevin, I think that you're right about setting these expectations or talking about the expectations. I think with the thing that pushed the Niners below the Eagles for me in this question about pressure is I feel that they are more than capable of meeting those expectations. Where you look over at the Eagles, and
okay,
they have a lot of talent, but their pass rushing that they have usually had a wealth of pass rushing. That's kind of diminished this coming season. Plus, they changed not one but two coordinators when we talk about decision making, and I don't know how strongly you feel about Nick Sirianni over top of all of that. Like, I think that
a lot of people were surprised he kept his job to begin with. So when Corey mentions maybe losing your coach, I absolutely think the Eagles are in that same.
So
thing.
I think of all of those things in addition to the idea that they have a good roster. They've definitely added some talent. They tried to address their linebacker spot, but I do think that the road to actually meet the expectations of being good in the postseason for the Eagles and maybe going deep into the postseason is a little bit further. It's a little bit tougher to hoe compared to what the San Francisco 49ers have as proven by the last, I don't know, 2-3 years of experience from them. So I think that the pressure is a little bit higher or more over there because the expectations are high, but then they also haven't in the more recent history shown their capability of getting there. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Now, Mike, I know you were moderating our discussion. How do you feel about the hierarchy of pressure?
Who won this argument?
Was it me?
The most pressure is on the Cowboys based off of their coach and quarterback could get.
That means you won.
I don't know, fired or not brought back. I think the Eagles have a little bit more pressure because I think that they're screwed if Jalen Hurts goes back to the Jalen Hurts that I thought he was.
Oh my God.
Then they're screwed so I think there's a lot of pressure there to show that they didn't make a mistake on Jalen Hurts, that Nick Sirianni was supposed to be brought back. I understand your arguments. You have good arguments on the 49ers because they are up there. But if it doesn't work out, to your point, because you made this point too, they might not extend Brock Purdy into a $50+ million
contract. So you like the idea that they could still
They could actually bail out. Not with their coach. I don't think they're bailing out on Shanahan. Yeah. But they could actually make some drastic moves to change where the Cowboys would go into almost a rebuilding state. Not like go down to 3-14 or whatever, but they could go into like, we're actually maybe going to be bad the next couple of years to try to reset our team. And then the Eagles would be like, we're a little bit screwed here that Jalen Hurts is the guy. We don't really have the money to change much. And then we're going to change our coach. And now the Cowboys could do the same. They could, which I think they will. They'll just give Dak a 3-year, $180 million contract, I think, is coming up. And then they're in the same situation as the Eagles. It's like, we have this nice quarterback who we know actually can't win the big games. And then you're in that situation. So I would say that there's also, I think they're below those three teams. I do like your Bears situation, but I do think what the Lions did, they're under pressure to prove that that wasn't fluky.
Yeah, I get that too.
Because if they get overtaken by the Packers in their division,
yeah.
If they look like they're a 10-7 team next year and they just committed to Jared Goff, you'd go, oh, crap.
You know what's interesting? So I'm sorry, Corey, about that. The Lions seem to more openly discuss and embrace that pressure than any team I've seen in a while. Like, you've heard their coach talk about it, their quarterback.
Dick Campbell's been like, we've sucked for a long time. Yeah. And we're tired of it. And we don't plan on doing that again. With the Lions, I had them fifth, I think, in my grouping there. Maybe it was fourth. I can't remember. But it was that I agree with their pressure of being like, hey, are you really this team? And in that division, can you own it for a while? Because, like, that's what they've kind of built up to. It's the Andrew Luck thing. You built up to the Super Bowl. You're not there yet.
Right.
And then they said, hey, you know what? We're going to go add to it. They did this offseason. They said, how do we add to what we're bad at? And they got better at it in the secondary because that's a place that they were pretty miserable at. So they added to that. With the Niners, one other thing, too, is they are so talented, Kevin. Their roster is so full of talent. I think they could be one or two trades away from being in the top 10 if they needed to be for a draft to get a quarterback.
Okay.
If they really wanted
shedding
to,
some of
they
the
could make a couple
player.
Trades, and then I they're gotcha. Just like, hey, we continue to draft well, but now we finally got a top 10 quarterback that isn't Trey Lance.
Now, I read this article a little while back.
That's no shade to Trey Lance.
I gotcha. On Sports Illustrated, and I just wanted to kick these out for you and get your thoughts because it kind of fits in on this. There's essentially six new playoff teams and who they'll replace. All right. The New York Jets. Could you see the New York Jets as a playoff team this year? And what do you think about the idea of them replacing Miami?
I could 100% see them being a team in the playoffs. Because
replacing Buffalo.
Okay.
You're really down on Buffalo this year. Because
man, they had to make some cuts.
I think that's what happens when you go all in.
Yeah.
That's why Jerry and Steven never will. They'll just lie to us and say certain things.
I think.
But like when you go all in, you go $58 million over a cap situation where you have to cut $60 million worth of players on your team without replacing them. And it really stinks, you know, when you don't win. The Rams did it, but they won. There's no guarantee you'll win, and that's why Jerry and Steven will never actually go all in.
The only thing with the Jets, Kevin, is they need quarterback play.
The Chargers at the expense of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you don't believe in that?
No, not at all. But I do believe that the Steelers find a way to win. So I can see
that. Yes, they do.
The Steelers have an unbelievable organization led by great ownership. And so I could see them getting back into the playoffs, but not being a Super Bowl contender.
I'm going to skip a couple of these and get to the one you probably really care about. The Chicago Bears at the expense of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, replacing the Cowboys? That's tough, man, to get three out of that division.
I'll eat my words if it happens.
I
just am not. I think the Cowboys have a good chance to make the playoffs because they beat all the average to bad teams for the most part. They'll have one Arizona game for sure, but they'll beat all the others. And that's what Dak is great at. And Caleb Williams just doesn't seem like a man to me. And maybe that'll change, but I think he has a lot of childish immaturity in him to really lead a team.
I get the sense you're not buying the Bears.
Now, I still think the Cowboys roster is good enough. Now, it could
implode.
You tell
me Washington
it could implode.
Replaces Dallas. I'll say I think that could happen.
Interesting.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.